I got a question for you. Why did you make Zach pull you down and then try to choke you?
Say that again. Why did I make him do that?
Why did you make Zach pull you down and then the picture has him choking you? Why did you make him choke
you? I don't know. That was crazy, though. I just, it was one of those tangle ups like there was plenty of times in that series. And
so you took his hand and put it around your neck?
Yeah, I was trying to choke myself out.
You guys had dessert last night together afterwards?
No, sir, not at all.
Say that again. You had your hand in a fist like you were, if he was going to go at it, you were ready to go with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lay there and let somebody choke me. I'm not going to, but he let go, so nothing else happened.
This thing was crazy. Are you going to recruit Chris Paul to stay here? Is that part of your job?
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, he's a huge piece to our team and us moving forward. So, he's going to know that we want him back and that we would love for him to re-sign and keep moving forward with this franchise. But ultimately, this is his decision. I said this last night, I'll keep saying it. He has to do what's right for him. He has to do what's right for his family. But we're going to be behind him.
Hey, Blake, when you committed long-term, was that with the thinking that obviously Chris would commit and this team would go on its current path?
You can't control what anybody else does. When I committed long-term, it was, this is obviously where I was drafted. And since I've been drafted, they've done everything that they could possibly do to put this team in the position to win. And it's not necessarily going to happen, right away. You got to think about the history and the 3 years I've been here, the 3 seasons I've been able to play has gone from, something that was kind of regular in terms of this franchise to, this season for us was a kind of a breakthrough in that we accomplished a lot of things. Obviously, in the postseason we didn't accomplish what we wanted, but like I said, it's not going to happen overnight.
Chris said that he was in a state of shock. Are you still in shock too?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in the locker room. We were sitting there. He was like, "I can't believe it's over," and I still hasn't really processed. I'm not sure when it will. I don't know if it's going to be when, I watch the second round or whatever it is. But it's a little shocking right now.
And will it be even more so in your case because of your injury?
I wouldn't say that. I mean. It happens. Stuff like that happens. In the playoffs, you gotta play through and find a way, and just get that right and get back to work.
I guess what I was getting at was, will it hurt you even more so because had you been completely healthy, maybe you felt like you could have provided a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully being able to play a regular 35 minutes or however many minutes was able to go would have helped, and I believe it would have, but. Like I said, you can't control things like that sometimes.
With the other injuries that in your conference, you had to see an opening there where things fell your way. That's got to be more frustrating, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look around the league, and there's been devastating injuries. The Nuggets, Oklahoma City, the Lakers, obviously. So, to have a high ankle sprain is, I guess, low on that list.
But I'm thinking the door opened to go even further and further where, it wasn't the same depth in the conference that there was before those injuries. The possibilities of what you could have done, right?
We didn't really look at it like that. We had to take one series at a time, and obviously that didn't pan out the way we wanted it to. So you can't really look forward, to the other teams and look at the injuries they have and be ready to play them. You gotta deal with each team at a time. So, that's one of those things.
What are your plans for the summer? Anything to do with USA Basketball at all this summer?
No. I think they're only doing something with the younger guys at the end of June or end of July. And I think I might go out there. CP said he's going to go out there, and they talked to me about it. So I might go out there and practice with them. But nothing serious.
Blake, your thoughts on Coach? There's some questions about his future, the job that he's done, and if you think that he's a good fit.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the body of work. Like I said, from 3 years ago when he was hired till now, we made incredible strides. But ultimately, this is something that the front office has to handle. With this being the last year of his contract and all that, and that's it's in their hands. really.
Considering the success of this team had this year, what does it need to attain a higher level looking forward now?
Just obviously a stronger playoff run. I mean, we had the pieces. We just didn't come together at the right time. You know, I thought we had the guys to make a run. We just fell short, and it happens.
Does that change your mind about that situation? Do you need something more in terms of the guys? Is there a piece missing?
I mean, you can always, sit around and say, well, if we had this piece or that piece, and try to form the ultimate team. But like I said, I think our team is very capable of winning. So really it's just about figuring out how to use that and really put it together.
This turned out to be a tough matchup, though, for a first round for you guys, because from another standpoint, you guys maybe could have handled several other teams in the first round, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to really get into that. Like I said, each opponent is its own deal. You can't say that, if we had been matched up with Denver, we would have won. That's not how it works, and that's not fair to any other team. So this was our matchup, and unfortunately we didn't execute.
Were you surprised, do you think, you made personally in your game or otherwise?
Mentally I think made some different approaches, the way just having some of the guys on the team, and some of the veteran guys that I was able to learn from this year and see how they approached the game and every day in practice. And also kind of gained a little bit of confidence in certain areas. I guess that my overall number at the free throw line wasn't like record breaking, but it's mentally, knowing that I can go to the free throw line and knock down shots, and I'm not going to shy away from it at all.
It was record breaking for you, though. that's a start, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the NBA.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Like, the issues with the officials, especially during the regular season, do you think that's something that you guys can clean up, going forward?
Issues?
With the officials. What? Getting so many texts during the season and how it unfolded during the playoffs. Matt Barnes talked about it being something that you guys maybe need to, as a team, address going forward.
Yeah, it's... for each guy is different. Guys play with emotion. You don't want to take that away from guys. Sometimes, I know I need to do a better job of picking and choosing certain times, but I mean, there's also some times where some technicals get called and everyone's baffled. It's one of those things where it's kind of finding that fine line and not trying to cross it sometimes pushing it at times, just because, as teammates, that kind of gets you motivated and that gets you going, to know somebody's really on it like that and really cares.
If this was a regular season, how long would you have been sitting with your injury?
I'm not sure. I don't know. The trainers say two weeks, but, that's it's different for everybody.
So how did you even do what you did with a high ankle sprain?
I mean, honestly, from the time it happened till yesterday before the game, it was pretty much literally nonstop treatment, throughout the night even. Our training staff did a great job. The day it happened, I had five people at my house till 2 a.m. in the morning working on my ankle. I would wake up and somebody would be rubbing on it. Seriously.
And that wasn't a dream, right?
No. That's the kind of commitment that the Clippers have shown, and that's one of the reasons, I've signed back is they're willing to go the extra mile to take care of their players, and ultimately as a player that's what you want. It puts you in a position to win.
You'll be a little lonely from now on, waking up at 2 in the morning.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Have a good summer.
All right.